Blog Talk Radio.
Celebrating Black Friday with MeatMark.com.
Tomorrow and Monday will be our Cyber Monday promotion. You can visit meetmark.com, visit my e-boutique. Be sure to enter the code MKCyber, C-Y-B-E-R, for today's promotion, 20% off in celebration of Black Friday. Be sure to enter Mark 20 for 20% off. Just wanted to plug Mark. Big shout out to my Mark mentor, Whitney Dennis of Baton Rouge. What's up, LSU? And also my regional sales manager, Kelly Gaynor in Georgia, and the whole entire Mark community, the whole BTR community, the staffers and fellow hosts, all of my loved ones, my friends, David Harrison Levy, my attorney, his crazy Seth J. Lucas, and my crazy friends. From if you all network with me, you will see where there are friends on my that I network with from my childhood to you all, my to some of you my new friends who are like, I mean, some of you seem like I've known you forever. It seems like if we don't know each other in person, it seems like we've known each other in person just from how we network online. It's all about effectively networking, like my dear friend Neil Thadkar and I talked about back in October. And if you missed that interview, you all need to check that interview out. And he will be returning in the near future for a couple more times to discuss the business of real estate investing and just in life in general and anti-piracy laws and stuff like that. But if you didn't hear that interview, check it out, okay? I just wanted to do that, you know, because it's almost time for 2013, and just like we talked about last year, it's important to have our mindset right, our mind right, and just believe in a good 2013, you know, really. But thank you so much for your support and for your love. And I'm super excited for the Who Dat Nation because we're playing with the 49ers. The 49ers is a team I love also. I just turned it on Fox and I see where ATL and those Tampa Bay guys are playing and ATL was in the lead. But there has been some ice skating going on ABC. So checking that out, I've been working all morning and networking, just having a blast. It's like, oh, it's time to come on air and have fun with my friends. So, again, thank you so much for your support and for your love. And you all know I've been sad with the sad news of Mr. Larry Hagman, someone who I always wanted to work with also. Larry Hagman, Major Nelson, J.R. Ewing, wow, 81 years young. And I hear that his co-stars were on his, you know, at his bedside when he passed away. So I send much love, condolences, hugs and kisses to his family, his loved ones, cast and crew, all of those that he's ever worked with, cast and crew of Dallas, and all of those, his peers that he have worked with, and also fellow fans and supporters like myself. You all know I cried. Yeah, because I thought I had seen it on Brian Cuban's page. And then my friend Max, who lives in L.A., had posted on his wall, and I was like, wow, no way. So just sending much love. But the new season 2, begins in the end of January. So I do have stories from Deadline.com. They're trying to figure out what are they going to do, or will they continue his character, or what, you know, like how they're going to do it. So looking forward to that, but just so sad. But I'm glad he was able to film quite a few episodes for the next season. Wow. I know I'm speechless, you know. PSA's supposed to be playing, that's why I became silent. Might have to use my backup of my Mod Touch. Okay. Sometimes my audio gets stuck, and that is exactly what is happening. Thank God I have my Mod Touch. So if I could just pull up my switchboard on my Mod Touch, we'll continue on. I'm going to take a moment of silence as I pull up my Mod Touch screen, my backup screen for my switchboard here at blogtalkradio.com, and we'll continue on. Okay, so the audio, okay, here we go. Thank you.
start to tremble. It's like a quiet storm. Girl, I love it when you wait for me and hold on till it's time. Girl, then we reach the peak and the explosion hits. Girl, you blow my mind. I'm
I'm And crown
Wow. Well, my switchboard on my computer's not up. One of my friends and I was just talking a couple hours ago because he was doing some important work and he's with AT&T and his computer store, laptop store updating. And I mentioned to him once before that I know he listens to the show. I said once before one morning a couple weeks ago, my laptop store updating while I was on air. And but if I had that Guitar Center desktop studio, wouldn't go through this. But that's what I'm saying now. My computer's decided to update right now, so we're going to need to talk a little bit sports and a few other topics. I want to talk more about Dallas and the passing of someone whom we loved, or some of us loved to hate. I strictly loved as Major Nelson and as J.R. Ewing, the passing of Mr. Larry Hagman, and also super excited for the 49ers game to be happening. I was trying to check out the ATL Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers earlier, and last time I checked, it was 20-17, but by the sounds of it, the score has changed. I don't know in whom favor, though. But while my screen is not up, and I'm going to have to turn my screen off of my MyTouch to go over a couple of stories. I want to let you all know, you know, Ashley Green is the spokesperson, the brand ambassador for Mork, which is Avon brand. And I'm checking out our latest Megalog, which expires on the 29th. And on the last page, it states that how Ashley Green supports the empowerment by Mark. Empowerment is dedicated to breaking the cycle of dating abuse and partner violence. And we have a new product. You know, we have quite a few products where all the profits go to support spreading the word and breaking the cycle of dating abuse and partner violence, meaning it goes straight to Empowerment by Mark. We have a new Empowerment gift set, which is only at the cost of $24, and is a gorgeous gift for you and your friends. This Empowerment exclusive beauty duo features a brand new Lip Click shade, Empowerment petal, a special silver tone purse size mirror, glimmering in shades of pink. And the order number is 918753. So I just wanted to mention it to you. It's on the back page, on the opposite page of the last page, outside cover. And it's one of our new products, an Empowerment gift set. And it's good for you, or you, hey, you guys that are shopping. This is a good gift also for some of the ladies in your life also, your sisters or someone you're dating or a classmate or a female in your family, mom, anyone. An awesome gift set and a nice purse-sized mirror. Also, it states that studies show that 1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence in our lifetime. I'm in that 1 in 4. I've experienced dating violence, and I've experienced both of my short-lived marriages were abusive. And Empowerment Foundation, Empowerment by Mark is a philanthropic initiative dedicated to breaking the cycle of dating abuse and partner violence. So far, more than $1 million has been raised to benefit education and prevention programs in communities across the country. 100% of the net proceeds from sales of our Power of Change necklace, 1833, linked to my heart bracelet, which is 2165, and the Empowerment gift set, $17.62, are donated directly to this initiative. And Empowerment is managed by the Avon Foundation for Women, and those of you that love Avon like I, you are definitely familiar with Avon Foundation, how it is totally for the public regarding domestic violence. So you're not surprised regarding Empowerment, right? Right. But today's the last day of our Black Friday sale. which is 20%, and you enter code MARK20 to get 20% off your purchase. Tomorrow, our Cyber Monday and Tuesday sale is a good one, really good one, because if a purchase that is $40 or over, you will get for free a gift bundle of MARK merchandise valued at $72. I mean, you can all you have to, if you only spend $40, you're going to get $72 value of free MARK merchandise. I think that is awesome. That is really cool. Cyber Monday and Tuesday price for Cyber, to celebrate Cyber Monday and Tuesday. Super, super amazing good deal. So I just wanted to share that with you also. So you probably won't hear any more music before concluding the show. The live streaming is over. I had a couple Christmas songs that I wanted to play, but again, Murphy Law never fails me. I see. So I'm hoping I don't conclude the show by mistake. Okay, I'm thinking we're still on air. Okay. Check out some of these news, see what's going on. NBA is also having a sale, a Black Friday sale. The Black Friday sale at the NBAstore.com ends tonight. You can save 20%. Chris Angel also has a Black Friday sale going on at his website. You enter in, I believe, Black Friday, and I think you can get 25% off of your purchase. A big shout-out to Amon Cosmetics. I've been networking with Amon Cosmetics, and I represent Mark, but I also love Amon Cosmetics, Fashion Fair Clinique, amazing. So thank you, Amon Cosmetics, for retweeting a tweet of mine. I had been visiting Amon Cosmetics' Tumblr page, and so thank you for retweeting me. It's so amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to send you a resume, Amon, so just telling you. I don't think it's a conflict of interest to be with Mark and Amon Cosmetics. Also, JCPenney is promoting their Cyber Monday deal, which starts on today. And today is the 25th. If today is your birthday, happy birthday. And, whoa, I'm checking out some stores. I'm checking out different stories on the website. Let's see. Looking for sports stories. Gonna go ahead and share some current stories that's happening from various newspapers, of course, the Dallas News and a couple other newspapers. Today's your anniversary, but anniversary to you also. My screen is not up at all, and I had to leave my screen so I could look over some information that I might need to send with you, send to you. I have an invite from Patrick Washington, the Dallas Weekly. I love periodicals, so I have to shout out periodicals. The Dallas Weekly sent me an invite to the Dallas Weekly, an event. Dallas Weekly, I know. I don't like pauses. But a shout out to Dallas Weekly because they sent me an invite to an event. It's probably a lot of fun. I just wanted to spread the word for them. The Dallas Weekly presents the Beat Beauties. So trying to get the info so I can spread the word. Okay, here he comes. The live streaming had stopped. November 29th at Button's Restaurant in Addison, Texas. 15207 Addison Road, Addison, Texas. Come meet hip-hop's most beautiful and intelligent women from Dallas-Fort Worth. Win exclusive dates with them. Market your business and hip charity all in one night. We will see you there. And it is the Dallas Weekly presents the Dallas Beauty. So I guess it's a dating event. So you win exclusive dates. So I guess it's that's where it'll be. And it would be at Button's Restaurant in Addison, Texas. And the Dallas Weekly is sponsoring the event. It sounds like it'd be fun. It's a networking event. So bring your business cards and network. So thank you all for sending me that invite. It seemed like something interesting and fun. So let's see. That is weird. My friend and I was just talking about that, and it sure enough happened. And I'm not really a person that believes in jinxes, but we talked about that, and it sure in the head just happened. Thank God for my mind touch. And I've had the same mind touch for a year. And my other phone, too. I need to upgrade my other phone, my other Android. And it's probably a new version of my MyTouch. I'm waiting for a celebrity birthday to come up. Okay, fans pour into South Fork Ranch to pay respects to beloved Dallas star Larry Hagman. When I seen this story, I knew I wanted to share this story. And also, Deadline.com, they're trying to figure out what will the writers do. And there's a picture of how the people went to South Fork and left flowers. Watchers recall the warmth of the man behind TV's conniving oil tycoon. And he loved the show. He loved Dallas, and he died in Dallas. There's an article that I want to share regarding that. That was very extensive. But apparently, it's not this article. Okay. I have some Dallas news I'm going to share. And visit the New Orleans Saints website at neworleanssaints.com. I guess I prepare to conclude the show in a few minutes. Since my screen, and I was all prepared. I can't believe it. My friend and I was just talking about this, and sure enough, my computer did the same thing. Shout out to Black SS Granite. Black SS Granite says to partner with them. And donate toys for ages 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 to 11, 12 to 14. We need your help. Donate toys only. The Christmas Toy Express, a special drive for the children in our community. They're based in Dallas. Brought to you by Black SS Granite, partner with the Perfect Gentleman Group, Fast Track Tax Service, the Five Center, and today's Spiritual Women Ministries. And also, the Jackson, Mississippi, City of Jackson. A tree lighting will occur at City Hall on Friday at 6 p.m. And the parade, which I plan to attend. I haven't been to the parade in ages. So the Christmas parade will be at noon on Saturday on December the 1st in downtown Jackson. And the lighting of the humongous Christmas tree will be at 6 on Friday evening, 6 p.m. And again, Black SS Granite wishes to all families that want to have a Merry Christmas with their children, please come out and enjoy a Christmas celebration. The Christmas Toy Express is an event that will be giving away toy gifts to our children in the community, making sure that every child on Santa's list will have a wonderful Christmas experience. This toy drive is a door opener for the people who would like to donate toys and make a child's Christmas more memorable. It is times like this that we cherish and take with us. Just to see the smiles on the children's faces when they see Santa and receive their special gifts. Giving and receiving is a blessing for many. A Santa's Little Elf tradition. Celebrate Christmas with Santa, picture with Santa, cupcakes, Christmas cards, and toys, toys, toys. And the date will be on December the 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 214-283-6451 for more information or email blackfsgranite@gmail.com. Tell them I sent you Beth with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, okay? They love networking with me, and I love networking with them. Shout out to Heather. Plays Holiday Inn Express in Suites, North Dallas and Preston. Address 6055 LBJ Freeway, Jackson, Mississippi, Dallas, Texas, 75240. And it's Santa's Little Elves Christmas Toy Drive. And locally, my friends here in Jackson, if you send me information, I will read it and share it with the public. And those of you internationally, send me your information and I share it. Those in your communities or those visiting your communities would know where to go and what they need to do. You know, this is an international outlet, a community. And there's always someone somewhere that want to know. And especially this time of year, people definitely want to help with Christmas presents and Christmas gifts for those that have been especially nice, some of those naughty ones, because even some of us adults can be naughty, huh? Okay, I'm not telling you all business. but really, seriously, people want to know so people can help, reach their hands out and help and enjoy the holiday season also. And see smiles on kids' faces and see Santa enjoy what he enjoyed doing. And that's making all of us happy, from kids to adults, you know? So really,
Right. So, just want to check on a couple other things before I conclude the show. My apologies, but Murphy's Law, beyond my control, that decided to update and perform certain tasks. So I'm like, okay. Shout out to LaBear Dallas and LaBear Florida. One of my new Facebook friends with LaBear Florida is Mason LaBear. And what an awesome picture, poster that is presented. But a shout out to Miguel and everybody at LaBear, JD. Just a big shout out. Look forward to seeing everyone in the near future. Big shout out to Divine Ellison, awesome DJ based in New York. He's always jamming, especially every Saturday morning. So you all check him out sometimes. Add him to your Facebook page. Oh, Shamar Moore has an awesome Facebook page. So you all network with him, those of you that love all things Shamar Moore. And, of course, you know, Tymok has an awesome fan page and blog site. I am Tymok. I'm just like trying to update you all on certain things. I know there's serious news to talk about also. There's just some, like, really, like, fun news stories that's been happening and, like, America stories. I love hearing America stories all the time, but especially during this time of year. Did you all see the story on Good Morning America this morning where the guy was protecting his girlfriend on Halloween? And he was shot, and then he was in a coma, and then he woke up from the coma, like, right before Thanksgiving, and he was given a 25% chance of living, and it looks like he is going to be A-okay. I mean, literally a miracle. A miracle. And so that was a very touching a story of that, hey, miracles can happen. I thought that was pretty amazing. Amazon has a Cyber Monday deal going on also. And you know we're going to be talking about Cyber Monday tomorrow on Motivating Monday. And, of course, working out those extra calories. I didn't overeat on anything but pie. Lemon pie, and my thighs have been thinning out. Any of you that have seen me, you might have, that's around here, or maybe I hadn't put any full body shots up since the picture I had taken with my doctor back in September, but it appears, I haven't been on the scale, but it appears that my body's transforming, and my thighs are slimming down, and my body's just transforming, and I'm feeling good, and I'm loving it. My metabolism is finally getting back on track. But you all know when I ate all that birthday cake, that birthday cake was going to my thighs. And so my thing is I need to do a little extra exercising to make sure that those extra pie slices, calories, do not go to my thighs. You know, because it seems like you can feel those calories sometimes, you know, especially when you know. You know better. So I'm looking at Cyber Monday deals on Amazon. They have like 50% off cameras, 40% off Samsung LCD monitors, 60% or more off select iPad cases, $50 off on a Sony wireless receiver. They have sales on their toy list regarding toys. Save 30% on clothing, up to 50%. Oh my God, guitars, 40% on select Gibson guitars. So Amazon, remember to register for the pre-sale of the Prince album. Oh, and there's a sewing machine, up to 50% off select arts, crafts, and sewing gifts. You can get holiday decorating entertaining items at a good sale. And gifts for dad, $25 Amazon gift cards, up to 33% off select tailor-made balls. Free one-day shipping on Amazon.com gift cards. Warehouse deal, deep discounts on open box and used products. And you can just get deals on everything that Amazon sells. So this is an email that I received. So I'm just sharing this with you, that's all, because I know many of you want to know about certain sales. Shout out to Trino Gray Fitness, whom I've been networking with on Facebook. Bon Appetit magazine. And again, JCPenney cyber deal stores tomorrow, and it's free shipping, no minimum. So shop from JCPenney, no minimum. So they'll deliver, you know, a low ticket price item. Also, because JCPenney rolls like that. With Cyber Monday being here. I love JCPenney. Let's see. There are some political stories. There's one that says that Republicans face unexpected challenges in the South. President Obama finished more strongly in the South than any other Democratic presidential nominee in three decades, underscoring a fresh challenge for Republicans who rely on Southern whites as their base of national support. I'm Republican, I'm Southern. My bloodline is mixed, but I happen to be non-white, I guess. But again, let me go ahead. Obama won Virginia and Florida, and narrowly missed victory in North Carolina. But he also polled as well in Georgia as any Democrat since Jimmy Carter, who had 44% of the vote in deep red South Carolina, and just under that in Mississippi. I tell you all the time, Mississippi loves Obama, and he hadn't even been here since he campaigned in 08. Now, First Lady Michelle, she was here about 2 or 3 years ago, for the, you know, the last move for her campaign for us to become fit. And you know you better come down here because we're like one of the fattest states in the nation. But I was expecting him to come down here during his campaign for this election. So maybe we'll see the president in the near future. But even Republicans that don't vote for him love him down here in Mississippi. Honestly, they do. I'm for real. Those Obama Republicans, and I mean, he's our president, and so many of us do love and respect the president. And you know, come see us and visit with us sometimes, President. Obama won Virginia and Florida. I already read that. Much of the post-election analysis has focused on the demographic crisis facing Republicans among Hispanic voters, particularly in Texas. But the results across other parts of the South, where Latinos remain a single-digit minority, point to separate trends among blacks and whites that may also have big complications for the GOP's future. And then also Mitt Romney, I believe, Mitt Romney got, they said he got 2% of the African-American vote, but I, for some reason, I believe it might have been more than that. But more African-Americans voted for Mitt Romney than people expected to. I don't hear people talk about it, but I just feel that. Because, I mean, I predicted that, and I see it was true, you know. But I guess we can go ahead and conclude the show. I won't take up too much of your time. I wanted to play Christmas songs. I had a couple added to my playlist, and a couple new tunes from bands that I'm friends with and bands that I network with. So I guess you will hear Christmas songs and new songs added to the playlist. I get bored, too, sometimes. I have so many songs on my playlist. I get so much music, and I add a lot of music, believe it or not. But there's certain types of music that I should play at certain times of day, too. Well, my goodness. In America, it might be morning here, but it might be afternoon or evening in other parts of the world. So, but I'm, my mind is thinking it's morning. If it's morning here, maybe I shouldn't be playing a song that is more for a Saturday night party vibe, you know, on a Monday morning. So, and I love the artists that I met with this, but please, I have some awesome Christmas songs added to the playlist. But send me your new Christmas songs, your Christmas tunes to add to the playlist, and your spiritual songs and your gospel songs. And your I am a big fan, a big lover of Christian hip-hop and Christian, like, up-tempo music also. I love the traditional Christian tunes. So Christian artists and gospel singers, please feel free to send me music also. My email address is culturetreshock@yahoo.com, KulTreshockEntermeent@yahoo.com. All my information is right here at my blogtalkradio.com profile also. You can connect with my Facebook page, my Twitter page, my YouTube page. My email address is there. My cell numbers are also on my profile. If you call me, leave a message so I will call you back. And if you text me, text your name with your message. People love the text, but then don't include their name. So include your name. I just want to say that. But again, happy holidays. And who has the new Prince music? You know, you can sign up with Amazon for the pre-sale. But by now you have seen the video. Purple Music TV on at YouTube. That is the record label that Prince has partnered up with to release his new music, which is a Swiss label. So awesome video. Andy Allo also has the video featured on her YouTube channel also. So it is the official video of Real Love Affair by Prince and MPG, and the video, his drummer, Hannah Ford, Andy Allo are featured, and it's an amazing song, amazing video. Those of you that sing on Jimmy Kimmel Live back on October 23rd, that's the song that he has released, also in vinyl form also. That was, I am so super excited about also, because I love me some vinyl. You all know this because we've done shows, especially when the show first premiered, all about vinyl. So, you know. But I'm going to conclude the show in a minute. I'm going to pull my screen back up on my MyTouch so I can conclude the show. Shout out to the Who Dat Nation. Shout out to the 49ers. Who that? Who that talking about beating those Saints? Who that? So I'm pausing so I can pull up my screen on my touch, my switchboard, and I can properly conclude the show. But I thank you for your support. We'll be on tomorrow at 5:30. A.M. Central Standard Time. And, of course, that's Motivating Monday. And we'll be talking all good things, entertainment, lifestyle news. Of course, we'll talk about who were the winners today, today's game, and also what's going on with Cyber Monday and how successful was Black Friday sales. I hear that the sales are pretty cool, but that online sales really, like, exceeded, like, 20% on Thursday. So that's something. It's stores have been doing good, but online shopping has been, like, out the roof. And it also, from reports I've seen, Small Business Saturday was a success also. And they were, reporters were following shoppers in, I think, like, New York, and they were visiting, like, small businesses, and they were just so satisfied with their products and the services that they had received on Small Business Saturday. Okay. I think I just heard an Atlanta beat. Tampa Bay. B.B. King is coming to Jackson, Mississippi on January the 18th at the Thalia Maura Auditorium. Tony Ross, I believe, will be at Arlington Improv in Texas, home of the Cowboys Stadium and Texas Rangers, I believe, on the 21st. And my high school alma mater, Callaway Senior High, will be having a Christmas event. Those of you that attended Callaway, or you have spouses or loved ones that attended Callaway, let them know that the Christmas party for all classes will be on December 22nd at Union Station downtown, where it's been held the past few years, I know. And I've missed it, but, you know, I never know. I would love to be in Dallas. I'm not in Dallas. I think I might make it to this one this year. It sounds like it'll be a wonderful event. A longtime friend of mine, DJ Fingerprint, is the DJ of this event. Yolanda Singleton is the contact person. You can contact her on Facebook. But I have the poster plastered on my Facebook wall also, and I'll try to circulate it, the poster, throughout my social media network. So those of you that know someone or might want to be their date or something, and let them know that the Christmas event is coming up on December the 22nd. So, pretty cool poster. So I'm going to go ahead and conclude the show, and I thank you again so much. So I will play America for a third time, because only have about 6 or 7 songs visible to me. And I played every last one of them when I was trying to get my switchboard back up. I'm going to conclude the show with America. So you all call me tomorrow, chat with me in the chat room. Let me know what you're thankful and how you're feeling this holiday season. Are you optimistic? Are you feeling the vibe of the holiday spirit, or are you feeling bah humbug? Are you in that kind of bah humbug type of mood? You know, I should be feeling that way, you know, to be honest. But I'm very optimistic and happy to see this time of year, this holiday season. I love the spring and summertime, but one thing I love about this season is the holiday season. So, you know, go figure. And the renewal feeling. Arrival of a new year. So you know we're going to start talking about the new year resolutions and goals. And I know many of you don't set New Year's resolutions and goals. You do set goals and resolutions, but why focus on just the beginning of the year? So I understand that one too. But again, thank you and happy holidays to you. I wish you and yours good health, wealth, prosperity, happiness, just all good stuff, and the endurance to withhold some things that really, really, really make you strong, okay? Because sometimes we just wonder, oh, my God, how much can I take? I know. I felt that way, and I feel that way sometimes. But you have to believe and be appreciative of those that do believe in you. Sometimes there are people that believe in us more than we believe in ourselves, right? So think about those people. Think about those people that believe in you. It might be one person. Might not be plural. It might be one. But you know what? Our God cares for us and supports us and is there for us. Even because sometimes I feel like, oh, my God, God has answered a lot of prayers my prayers. I thank God for life, period. You know, but sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, do you hear my prayers, God? I know God hears all of my prayers. But sometimes I do feel that way sometimes, like, oh, my God, I need this prayer to be answered, like ASAP. You know, but what's the saying? God's denial is not, God's delay is not God's denial. You know, the delay is not his denial. Breakthroughs happen. It's important to pray. And sometimes when we're going through stuff, it's good to pray for others. Also, it's like a twofold. But I won't go on and on talking. You all know this. But thank you for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and go feed my pooches, and hopefully I won't fall asleep watching the Saints game and continue on doing other things, and I'll prepare for tomorrow morning's show, and also look forward to you all visiting and shopping at my Mark E. Boutique, and thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for viewing the profile. Thank you just for your support and for effectively networking with me. I really appreciate you. Appreciate my mother, my family. I appreciate those who maybe aren't fond of me. You inspire me too. But those that are just really mean, you know, I can do without. Just, you know, people go on different paths for a certain reason. And there's something I was thinking about earlier today. Now, if somebody doesn't know you and don't like you, it's kind of crazy. Now, I can understand somebody that knows me. I mean, you all probably can relate to this and, you know, don't like me. People have their reasons for not liking people. I think I'm a likable person. But when someone doesn't know you, and I'm not even talking about me personally, it kind of intrigues me when I watch, just watching regular, everyday people and celebrities too, celebrities and non-celebrities, when people don't like people and don't even have a reason for not liking them, that doesn't even make any sense. You know, and I'm not one that's past judgment to say something like that, but does that make any sense? You should be able to spend your energy on something else. To be honest, I can't even think of anybody that I don't like, of somebody that I dislike, or somebody that I even hate. There are people that I think it's best for me not to be around, or stuff like that, but there's not anybody out there that I dislike or don't. I'm not even gonna put that energy in you. I put my energy in people that I get that like me and I like them, and you know. So in this world, people being two faced, it's hard to know who really like you and don't like you. So that's when we have to pray for discerning spirits for God to allow us to feel and know. But I just wanted to share that. Because I thought about that a few hours ago. You know, when people don't like people, they don't even know them. But I understand and respect people. Even after they know you, they still don't like you. You know, people had a reason for not liking people, I guess. I mean, some relatives don't like one another. So, but when somebody don't know you, that's weird. Really, it is. But I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Just thank you. Oh, my goodness, my attorney, Jay Lucas, crazy comedian, he shared a very good Bible thump, which he calls them every day. And it was in regards to fear. So I thought that was amazing. And, you know, David Harrison movie, he always shared amazing, inspiring words. And Time Out, when he does share words and advice, very touching, very in-depth. But every day, every afternoon or morning, Jay likes to share what he calls a Bible thump. And this morning, it touched me and another one of his friends. We were like, wow. You know, it was like one of our favorites, you know. But you can check it out, Jay Lucas, on Facebook. But thank you, and I reshared it on my page also, those of you that network with me. But, again, let me go ahead and conclude the show. My apologies for the technical difficulties, but they should not occur on tomorrow morning. Okay? And, again, I thank you, and God bless you. God bless America. God bless the world. Shout out to Ebony Empress, Carl Perkins, my friends in the UK, Perry Gorton, Mr. Purple Party Man himself. Wow, my friends in Australia, in Dubai, in Malaysia, in Japan, in Thailand, in the Caribbean islands, on the East Coast, in New York, and just in Hawaii, in Alaska, in Canada, just all over the place, in Africa. Just thank you so much for your support. In Turkey, thank you. God bless. You've been listening to what? Weekend Edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And again, my apologies for the technical difficulty. I really wanted to play Christmas music for you and the awesome PSAs I've been playing for you. And I have some awesome PSAs from Peter. You all are going to love them. They're not on yet, but I love those Peter PSAs. But I hope you've been enjoying the Christmas Seals PSAs also from the American Lung Association. Okay, again, thank you. God bless, and happy holidays.